time. Quickly, let's look at what is going on in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Remember, we are expecting an election this weekend, but some reports suggesting that that election may be postponed for at least a week following an attack. I think it was the torching of electronic voting machines that were destroyed in an arson attack at a warehouse last week. Let's chat quickly to Olivier Miland, who is a political risk analyst for A2 Global Risk, joining us on the line from the UK. Olivier, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. Have you heard about this news that there's a possibility that the elections may be postponed?
Yes, that's correct. So last night, the governor of Kinshasa suspended campaigning in the capital because of a recent surge in violence. The campaign surrounding one of the main opposition leaders, Martin Fayulu, has been ridden in violence most of the time, involving his supporters and security forces. But most of the kind of campaign rallies have also been quite affected by the violence, and taking also into consideration this fire at the CENI headquarters in Kinshasa, where about 80% of the voting materials went up in flames. This has really kind of raised concerns about an escalation in violence, because as you may know, and as your listeners may also know, these voting machines have been a central source of contention leading up to the elections. So, of course, this is very concerning. But today, the CENI, the Electoral Commission, is holding a press conference at 3 o'clock, where they will confirm whether or not this will go forward.
Just one question about the machines, and you do say that they have been a point of contention, and that is simply because the opposition has been alleging that they will be used to manipulate the outcome, right?
Correct. So, I mean, first of all, these machines that are powered by electricity, right? And electricity provision across the DRC is really poor. So already that there, the opposition has raised concerns about the validity of these voting machines. And as we saw, for instance, in the Iraq earlier this year, similar machines were used, and they were also quite problematic. And that's also one of the sources of the post-electoral violence that erupted there. In addition to these voting machines, there's also a severely bloated voting register. About 13 million extra voters are believed to be on the register. About 6 million of those appear to be doubles. So, of course, the opposition is very concerned about the transparency and the fairness of these elections.
Just a quick and final one, if you may, because I was looking at your note about the risks that are still likely even after the elections. One of the things you say is that the election is unlikely to be free and fair, and that raises potential for civil unrest and violence. But also, you're talking about Kabila having his immediate circle of relatives and friends dominating an opaque business community that is likely to maintain control of much of the wealth in the DRC. Very briefly for me, explain.
So I mean, over the past few years, really, I mean, the total wealth of Kabila and his immediate family and relatives is unknown. But over the past few years, we've seen several investigative reports really highlighting various business interests, close relations with other business people that operate a kind of a network of companies that are, some of which are located in offshore tax havens, and we kind of seen how some contracts have appear to have been manipulated as well.
Sure. All right, Olivier Miland, thank you very much for talking to us in the UK, political risk analyst for A2 Global Risk. Thanks indeed. And that's the end of the show then for today. Until tomorrow, see you then. Have a fantastic day ahead, and let's get your very latest in EWN.